How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me today.
Not a problem. So decided to take a break from out there. A little breezy, right? I think it's because it's a little hot. You're in the air conditioning right now?
I am in the air conditioning right now. I came inside. It was pretty warm out there. It's 87 and a lot different than what we've had for our state tournaments the last couple of years for sure.
Right. There's been, rain and just really cold, raw, state tournaments, right, the last couple of years?
Postponed because of snow, hellacious winds,
Exactly. We were in Evanston last year, and that second day it snowed pretty much the whole round. Kind of got nice towards the end when we had that team playoff against Kelly Walsh. And the year before, we were in Green River, and it rained and was like 40 degrees both days. It was just ridiculous. So to have this high 80s with a little bit of breeze, I think the kids are going to be pretty happy getting to deal with that.
I know you guys, the home course there is Prairie View. Is that where you're practicing today, or since the state tournament is at the airport, do you get some rounds there this week?
Yeah, we've actually been out here for the last couple of weeks. It's pretty nice. Coach Lepore is pretty good to us. We just ask him if we can come out and chip and putt, and then we go out and play. We follow his kids a lot of the time. And so we've been pretty fortunate the last 2 weeks. We've been out at the airport trying to prepare. The home course advantage, I'd say it kind of is more on central side a little bit, but it sure doesn't hurt that we've got to be out here the last couple of weeks for sure.
But these kids on their own, they're used to the airport, right? I mean, they get out there, being from Cheyenne, or, I know Tristan in his case, or over at Pine. I mean, they're relatively close. They can get on there and play, whenever, correct?
Yeah, we do. And again, Coach Lepore's pretty generous to a lot of these high school kids. Throughout the summer, if these guys come out and play, whether they come out and play with each other or just play with their family, he treats them pretty good out here, and he does it. These kids are pretty much get to play any time during the summer as long as they call and make a tee time. So yeah, it's really nice for them. Very fortunate.
Talking to Paul Hartigan, the East Golf Coach. How is the airport right now? I know for the Wyoming Open, they like it fast and firm, and I don't know if they can keep it from being anything but with the lack of rain and how hot it's been the last week or so.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. We were out here last night, and it was sprinkling when we started playing last night, and we were kind of hoping for a super soaker last night because it is definitely firm and fast. These greens aren't very receptive right now. So these kids are getting a chance. The good thing about getting to play out here the last couple of weeks is they're learning the course and knowing that you can't always fly a shot into the green, landing it onto the green, and it's not checking up really, really good right now because it is firm and fast. So they're having to alter their game just a little bit just to play that bump and run shot in, or a little lower shot where they're running it back to the flag instead of flying it to the flag. So, yeah, the weather has definitely changed the course dynamics a little bit, for sure.
Last year you guys lost in a one-hole or a playoff last year for the state championship with Kelly Walsh beating you guys. You have a lot of the folks from that team back. I mean, it's basically everybody except for Ben Cole. Have you guys talked at all about that experience and what it's going to take to win a state championship this week?
Yeah, we've definitely had some discussions on the bus, on the road. We've had those discussions with each other, and we are pretty lucky, pretty fortunate to be able to have four of our five guys from a team that almost won a state championship last year. We're pretty fortunate to have that. So we definitely have, and it's I like our chances. I think if we go out there and do the job that we're hoping to do out on the course over the 2 days of our state championship, that we should be right in there when it comes down to it on Saturday.
Is Kelly Walsh the top, team that you guys would be fighting over with, or are there some other team? I know Central's had some good rounds this year. What's it shaping up at least statewide for this tournament?
I'd say Kelly Walsh is definitely, I even put them maybe as a favorite. They're returning, I think, three of their five from a state championship team last year. So they definitely have some strong players coming back and returning. Evanston has a pretty strong team. We've played with them and against them last week in Laramie and found out that they have a couple pretty salty kids that are gonna show up at state this weekend, probably fare well. And Central. So that's pretty much it. I'd say there might be a few other teams that are in that middle of the pack. If they have a couple decent days, there's a good chance they can come up and sneak into the top three for sure.
Blake, you know, going for a repeat, and, you know, he's just playing so well. What was he, 8-under in Laramie last week? That's just a tremendous score. What has he done well this year to make himself an even better golfer and, you know, make himself the favorite going into this weekend?
Yeah, he, well, over the last two tournaments, because he played the week before we played in Torrington, and he was 5-under there. So over the last two tournaments, he's been 13-under for four rounds, which is spectacular. I mean, we've had some pretty good players come through our program, Quentin Pope and Stephen Grand Prix, kids that were close to, you know, possibly winning an individual state championship. But I just, right now, he's maybe the most talented, probably the most talented kid we've ever had, for sure. The one thing that Blake's doing exceptionally well is when he doesn't hit a green, when he misses short or misses left or misses right, his short game, getting up and down. And it's not that he doesn't always chip it close, but he gets his third shot on, like, a par four. He'll get a third shot on the green, and he'll make that 10-footer. And that's the one thing that both Coach Oswald and myself have noticed this year. He made one bogey in Laramie over 36 holes. He had 9 birdies and 1 bogey. So that's where, more than anything, his short game and his putting in particular, they're phenomenal right now. So let's just hope that continues over this weekend.
You know, looking at your roster, I mean, obviously, you know, Blake's a guy that's played well. He's won just about everything, and if not, he's finished second at those tournaments. You know, Tristan Zedek's played well. Michael Pope's played well. And Eli Cole is even a guy that's, you know, had a couple of rounds under par this year and been, you know, pretty consistently in the top 10. But a guy that, it seems to me, has really come along over the last couple of weeks with a couple of top 10 finishes has been Brody Klein. You know, what is it, you know, that he's done this year that's kind of got him to the point where, you know, he wasn't on the varsity roster to start, but now he's making the state tournament team, and he could really contribute for you guys?
Yeah, without a doubt. We're pretty fortunate to have our fifth man as Brody Klein. He's playing pretty good. He played, you know, we've been playing 9 holes. He actually had a playoff. I talked about this real quick. Him and Hunter Listman, we had a hard choice, and it's a hard decision to make when you're choosing. You have 5 guys playing on your state tournament team, and our top 4 were pretty well set, and we went ahead and had Hunter Listman and Brody Klein. They came out here Tuesday after school, or Monday after school, and played an 18-hole playoff to see who our fifth man was. And Brody squeaked out the win. It was fairly close, 5 shots, kind of a fairly close one. But, you know, Brody's going to, he's a really, we're really fortunate, like I say, to have him as a fifth man. He's really gotten along off the tee. He's hitting it as far as anyone else on the team, including Blake, which is something that in years past he was hitting this high cut off the tee that wasn't going anywhere. And, you know, he was having on par fours, on some of those par fours on the back, like 15, that play a little long when they get into the wind, he was having, he'd be 200, 180 in. And the other day when he was playing against Hunter, he hit one from the back tees and he had 125 into the green. So he just gained distance off the tee, and he's hooking the ball a little bit more. So that high cut's kind of gone. And it's just, I mean, his distance in itself is one of the reasons he's playing better, for sure.
Paul, I know we've talked a lot about the boys. What would be, I know the girls haven't had quite the success that the boys have, but what would be a successful 4A state golf tournament for your girls, going into this?
I'd say if we could finish anywhere in the middle of the pack, we'd be good. The girls' competition is going to be pretty strong at her. We've got Thunder Basin has a pretty good girls' team. Natrona County has a really good girls' team. And I think, again, the favorites on the girls' side probably going in here are the Kelly Walsh girls. So for our girls to finish middle of the pack, I think that would be really successful. We have a couple seniors this year, Sam DeJean and Lauren Evans. And Sam, although she didn't play a good second round in Laramie, she's been in the low to mid-90s. 3 out of her last 4 rounds. And so I think that, you know, there's definitely a chance for Sam. I mean, she's playing pretty good. When she hits it pretty good and she gets it right in her mind that she can do this, she'll definitely have a chance of maybe squeaking in the top 10. We're hoping for that for sure. But we also have a sophomore named Michelle Weatherly, who's she got injured. She had a concussion, believe it or not. You don't get golf concussions. It happened in a swimming pool incident. But Michelle missed a couple weeks, but she definitely has the ability to get out there and shoot, you know, mid-80s, I think, out here at the airport golf course. So we're hoping for the best from both of our seniors and Michelle, and we're playing two freshmen this week at state. So more for the experience, I think, than anything. We think these freshmen are going to be really good in a couple of years. As long as they stick with our program and continue to get better through the summers, they're definitely going to be good in the future for sure.
You mentioned that Michelle Weatherly's concussion was suffered in a swimming pool. Was that a chicken fighting injury?
Not quite. Yeah, we're up in Casper, and we've got this. We don't always like to let them go in the swimming pool. And at the Ramcotta, they have this fake alligator in the middle of the pool, and the kids are having a great time. I'm down there watching them with Coach Liebeck from Central, and they're playing basketball, and they went after a ball, and she came up and kind of bumped her head on this fake alligator in the middle of the pool. And that's how that happened. So
I know that alligator because whenever I've stayed there and I've had my two boys with me, they like the alligator and, of course, the basketball. So I'm very familiar with that alligator. I've never hit my head on it.
Well, now you know to watch out.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch out for it.
I would be real careful about it. Yeah, and swimming pools are off limits for the East High Golfing right now too.
Has Blake challenged you in an 18-hole match at right now? The way he's playing.
Oh, we played Blake and Ben last year. Coach Oswald and I, and we kind of like to think that we're pretty decent golfers ourselves. And they gave us two shots, and they let us pick our holes, and we picked 16 and 18. We were playing out here. And they closed us out on 14, so we don't have any chance of beating those guys anymore. So, like dummies, we thought, oh, we'll pick the last two holes, and you know that might be our chance to get them right there. Well, they closed us out before we even got to those holes. So, like I say, we're decent players, but we're nothing like some of our kids that have gone through this program. Pretty cool to get out there and watch kids shoot 3, 4, 5 under par every day they go. Nice.
That is pretty cool. Now, I'm not mistaken. Were you with somebody recently that first time with Brundage got a hole in one? Is that right?
It was incredible. Yeah, he got a brand new set of clubs. Bought them from Coach Lepore on Friday afternoon. Saturday morning, we're playing in. We're just out. Coach Haig from South. Coach Brundage from South himself. We just had a threesome, and they did a scramble because they had an afternoon tournament. So we started on hole 13, and he didn't even use one of his new irons on our starting hole. So his first time ever of hitting with his new irons was on 14, the short little par 3 up the hill. And he skips it in for his first ace. I think he's going to be 60 years old coming up this year. And
oh, wow.
It's his very, very first ace ever. Yeah, with a brand new set of clubs.
Well, I'm just hoping my Sooners take care of his Cyclones this year as opposed to what happened last year. So I heard about that, you know, well, my wife did. I heard about that, so.
He wears his Cyclone colors well. He showed up. Maybe that's why he hit that hole-in-one, because he showed up on Saturday in a Cyclone red shirt, I guess. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Hey, Paul, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck. And, of course, I know, you know, markers and scorekeepers are needed. I know the state tournament starts Friday and, you know, out the airport, and you guys are still – I know you need volunteers to help put that on as well with some markers and scorekeepers. So we'll keep plugging that, and hopefully we can get some help out there. Carts provided, even though it's warm.
Yes.
You get cart right there. So
Lunch as well. We'll serve you some lunch, too. So we appreciate you guys having us on and supporting our programs. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul. Talk to you later.
Yep, have a good day.
Here you go.